It's 93.1 The Border and The Border Morning Show. I'm Jonathan Price. An annual tradition is back for the 42nd year. It's the Nestor Falls Winter Carnival, a weekend of fun activities for the whole family, taking place today through Sunday. And on the phone with us from the Nestor Falls Recreation Department to talk about this year's Winter Carnival, it's Diana Krakowski. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning.
So once again, it's time for the Nestor Falls Winter Carnival, 3 days of fun. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
As always, the Nestor Falls Recreation Committee has prepared a fun-filled weekend for the whole family. Starting Friday, we have our fish cook-off and dessert competition. This event starts at 5 p.m. at the Nestor Falls Community Hall. Dinner tickets can be purchased at the door with dinner served at 7 p.m.
What a wonderful way to kick things off in a delicious way. And I know there's so much more taking place on Saturday, Diana.
Moving to Saturday events, we kick off with our fish derby. Tickets are available at Mel's Marine, Sunset Cove Resort, Bite Me Bait and Tackle, Nestor Falls Bait and Tackle, and Halyers Resort. An all participants prize draw of a Strike Master 40 volt lithium light ice auger is up for grabs for all who enter the fish derby.
What a wonderful way to begin the day. I know we've had a weird winter. Are you still doing the snowmobile scavenger hunt?
We are. You can pick up your snowmobile scavenger hunt cards at the Nestor Falls Community Hall. This event is open to other vehicles besides just snowmobiles. We have spots that trucks, cars, four-wheelers can access.
I'm so glad that you've been able to adapt for the snowmobile scavenger hunt with this winter that we've been having. Then, for photo enthusiasts, what else is going on?
You can visit the Nestor Falls Community Hall to vote for your favorite photo. The photo contest is open all day Saturday. And with all of this excitement, it is sure to stir up an appetite. The Winter Carnival Canteen will be available starting at 11 a.m. at the Nestor Falls Community Hall, just in time for the cribbage tournament. So try your luck for a chance to win some great prizes.
And there's a chance to move, a chance to dance. Can we talk about how Saturday will wrap up?
Yeah, so to end the day on Saturday, starting at 5 p.m., it's our event awards and prize draws, which will be announced, followed by a dance with music by Shadow Junction, starting at 9 p.m. Taxi service available at 11 p.m. for safe rides home.
That's always very important as you're ending the fun on a Saturday night. A couple of other events to round out Nestor Falls Winter Carnival on Sunday. Can we talk about those?
Sunday events include kids curling starting at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Nestor Falls Curling Club, followed by the lumberjack competition at the Nestor Falls Falls Hardware. All events have fantastic prizes to be won, including the all participants prize draw, which is a $500 Visa gift card.
Wow, that's phenomenal. What a great lineup you've got over 3 days to continue this awesome seasonal tradition with the Nestor Falls Winter Carnival.
Please visit our Nestor Falls Recreation Facebook page for full details of each event. Questions can be sent to us through our Facebook page as well.
And we actually have a link to your Facebook page along with a poster for the full schedule up on the events tab of our website at 931theborder.ca. Again, Diana Krakowski from the Nestor Falls Recreation Department talking about this year's Nestor Falls Winter Carnival today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
I would like to say thank you to all of the members of the Nestor Falls Recreation Committee, and especially the businesses that have donated to this event. We couldn't have done it without them.
Thank you so much to you and everybody that has helped create another wonderful Nestor Falls Winter Carnival, Diana, and thank you for your time this morning.
Well, thank you, and we hope to see you all there.